As the evening shadows lengthened, Maverick bid us farewell with a warm smile, his departure marked by the promise of freshly baked bread awaiting him to be made at home. It was a newfound skill he had acquired, learning the art of baking loaves from a kind neighbor next door. Since then, he had become enamored with the process, experimenting with different recipes and baking fresh bread almost every other day. The warmth of his presence lingered even after he departed, leaving me yearning for the next encounter. The following day, true to his word, Maverick returned. As we found ourselves seated across from each other, there was a palpable sense of anticipation in the air. Our gazes locked in silent understanding, conveying more than words ever could. With the aid of Auntie's children, we engaged in conversation, delving deeper into each other's lives. With every word exchanged, I found myself drawn further into Maverick's world, captivated by the warmth of his presence and the sincerity of his words. Each moment spent in his company felt like a cherished treasure, filling me with a sense of belonging I had long yearned for. Maverick was a listener who cared about your life, your problems, someone to trust. It was decided that I would move in with Maverick to pursue my education and new start. I liked the new school, I was happy first in a long, long time someone cared about me, my welfare. However, Mother was over at Auntie's month later part of the wake we argued. My mother flew into a rage over a misunderstanding and beat me severely. I should have gone to the hospital, but instead, Maverick found me at his place, sobbing in pain. It hurt so much that even his attempts to help me off the floor were excruciating.